This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Sometimes I encounter people with a sense of crazy denialism about the coming global genocide that is being planned and, you know, will be carried out by the globalists. And these people say, no way, man, they wouldn't want to get rid of all the people. The globalists are making money off all the people. The people are working for the globalists. The people are working for, they're paying taxes. They're sweeping the floors, man. They're driving the trucks. You know, this is what I hear. Okay, whatever. If that's what you think. Maybe you haven't heard that Amazon will replace all warehouse workers with robots as soon as humanly possible, or even, I guess I should say, inhumanly possible. They can't wait to get rid of the warehouse workers. Are you kidding me? You know how much the globalists are investing in robotic automation systems? They don't want humans. I mean, seriously, if you own a company, and I actually do own a company, I mean, I own a fulfillment center. If you owned a fulfillment center, would you want to put up with the employee issues, people coming to work stoned and drunk and sexual harassment, making excuses, not showing up, people with criminal histories, people stealing stuff, people injuring themselves, doing something stupid, breaking your equipment? Believe me, all this stuff goes on at Amazon and everywhere else. Amazon can't wait to eliminate the human worker. And they're close. That's the point. Automation systems are taking over. There will be no truck drivers in the near future. Maybe little local domestic delivery drivers, but not long-haul truckers. It'll all be automated systems. Those are almost ready to go. They won't even need very many human soldiers. You know why? Because they'll have automated flying and walking drones, and even swimming drones, that will do so much of the work for them. I mean, the number of soldiers that they will actually need will be a fraction of what it is now, because the soldier will be augmented with all kinds of flying robot systems, automated, you know, facial recognition, weapon carrying, flying drone platforms, all that stuff. The soldier will basically just be sitting there with a screen, or like, hit this target, that target, that target, and the drones will just go out and blast them. I mean, that's not very far away. You think the globalists want pathetic, weak humans around? Because that's the way they think of you. And frankly, I'm more and more convinced that that's the way the masses have become. Kind of really pathetic and weak. The things that I have seen recently, it's really kind of changed my opinion of the human race. I'm a little bit taken aback. Because for a while there, I thought we had hope. You know what I mean? Now I'm like, wow, how did people get so stupid? No, seriously. I don't know if I told you this story. I was at a bank the other day. I'm not going to say the bank, and certainly not going to say the name of the person. Don't want to embarrass this person. But a bank assistant manager was talking to me. And this person said, yeah, I got a question for you, because I know that you know a lot about numbers and finance. And I got a question for you. I said, yeah, sure, go ahead, shoot. And the bank assistant manager said, well, we were having a debate here among the banking staff. And you know how if you have a CD that pays like 2%, we're wondering if you get paid more to have one CD earning 2% for a $100,000 CD, or if you would earn more to have two CDs of $50,000. And I said, wait a minute, you mean, so it's 2%, right? It's 2% no matter what. Yeah, 2%, because that's the current yield on the CDs. I said, so you're asking me if 2% of 100,000 is higher or lower than 2% of 2 times 50,000? And they're like, yeah. This was the bank assistant manager, people, asking me a question that I knew the answer to in the freaking third grade. You know what I'm saying? These people are beyond stupid. I'm starting to understand some of, I mean, I don't condone it, but I'm starting to understand how pathetic some people, I mean, really the masses are. Again, this was the bank manager. This is the cream of the crop of the human race, I guess. Doesn't know that 2% of 100,000 is the same as 2% of 2 times 50,000. Doesn't know. And it wasn't a joke. It wasn't even a joke, which kind of shocked me. And so people out there asking, well, the globalists need human workers. No, they freaking don't. They can't wait to get rid of humans. Because the globalists are looking at these people and they know that even a simple robot, if they could just get the robot arms to work and everything, get the wheels, get the vision recognition systems and the balance systems, basically the physiokinetics of robotics, if they could get all that to work correctly, they don't need humans at all. They'll have robots doing all the warehouse work, all the fulfillment work. Robots will be delivering the mail. Robots will be sweeping the floors, of course. That's easy. I mean, that's already happening in lots of places. Robots will be stocking the shelves at your local Walmart. They don't even need robots to be cashiers. They just make you check yourself out. That's all the self-checkout stations. You know why they have those all over the place now? Because they can't find cashiers with a high enough IQ to run a freaking cash register. And they don't even have to do math anymore. Man, when I was growing up, cashiers had to count back the change. They had to be able to do a little math, had to be able to. I mean, we were taught that stuff. And again, I think like the third grade, we were taught just basics that kids aren't even taught today. We were taught that 2 + 2 = 4. Today, you're taught that 2 + 2 = whatever makes you feel accepted. Little Miss Transgender. 2 + 2 is like gender fluidity. That's what they're being taught today. Their brains don't function. And the globalists are just plotting different ways to eliminate most of humanity. They don't need you. They don't need workers. That's the thing. Times have changed. It's always shocked me how much certain individuals think they have this sense of self-importance. They think they're so important to this world. Oh my God, you and your fashion design company, like no one could survive without your fashion sense. Really? I'm not trying to slam you if you're a fashion designer. It does add color and, you know, some beauty to people's lives, but the world's not going to rise or fall based on fashion design or almost most of the things that people do. I mean, those of us who I think have a big picture view, we tend to be humbled because we know how much what we do is so inconsequential in the big picture, almost doesn't even matter. You know, very few people are doing anything that actually contributes to humanity. I was, even the other day, Tiger Woods got this Medal of Freedom from President Trump. I saw this news, like, what the F has Tiger Woods ever done for freedom? Oh yeah, okay, Tiger Woods is a good golfer. And apparently, he's good at all kinds of wood because he had like 20 prostitutes living in his house and he was snorting cocaine off their asses or whatever he was caught doing a few years ago. And he came back from that and he won the Golf Masters. I get it. He's the comeback kid. Okay, whatever. But what has Tiger Woods ever done for freedom? Nothing. Tiger Woods never said, he never stood up for free speech. He never fought the censorship tech giants. Tiger Woods, he's a great golfer. He's not a freedom champion. Give me a break, President Trump. Come on. That's not Medal of Freedom stuff. That's like, hey, you're my best golf buddy, and you came back from crazy, weird behavior and back surgeries and everything. Okay, fine. Lots of people have done that. It's not so special. Tiger Woods, not that special. Great, fine. He's a great golfer. Golf doesn't matter. That's my point. None of the sports matter. They don't matter. I mean, the only real function of sports in society that has a positive effect is providing exercise for children. Beyond that, it's bread and circuses, folks. It's a distraction of the masses to keep you focused on your TV so they can show you beer advertisements instead of you thinking about the fact that you're about to be culled from humanity in a mass global genocide and then replaced with robots. Here. Watch another Super Bowl game. They're working on an automated system to make you obsolete. Here, have some more chips. You're about to become extinct. Tiger Woods Medal of Freedom. Give me a break, man. I mean, give the Medal of Freedom to John Solomon or Cheryl Atkinson or one of these independent journalists that's actually doing a good job. Or give the Medal of Freedom to RFK Jr. How about that? Fighting against vaccines. That guy is the best Kennedy ever. His own Kennedy family recently denounced him in an op-ed because they're all globalists. They're all working for the depopulation crew. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is the only Kennedy that's trying to save humanity. And of course, for that, he is viciously attacked. Look, the future, let me summarize it this way. I've said before that being among the 10% who survive this global culling event is not going to be that difficult. I've come to this conclusion over a period of time, but it's been solidified recently because I've come to realize that 9 out of 10 people are so freaking stupid that out-surviving them is kind of a no-brainer. If you can't out-survive 90% of the masses, then you're not that bright. Because there's not even, like 90% aren't even, they don't even have a week's supply of food. You know, they don't even know how to do anything that has anything to do with survival. They are completely clueless. If you can't out-survive 9 out of 10 people, then, well, technically, then you're going to join them probably when the globalists, you know, unleash their plan. So being among the top 10% of those who are prepared to survive this is not that difficult. It's kind of like acing the tests in advance. I mean, if you know how to fix anything, if you know how to repair a tractor, a car, fix a computer, if you've got any brains at all, you're ahead of the game already, or you should be. Because this is not difficult stuff. In any case, look, make no mistake. The globalists, they can't wait to eliminate 9 out of 10 people. But when that's done, they'll probably stop trying to kill everybody. And you'll end up surviving in a world with a whole lot of robots and a lot fewer people. And I don't know. that world might be more sane. I don't know. That's... because I don't know how things could get more insane than all these clueless, insane lunatics running around on the streets who have been brainwashed and indoctrinated. I don't think they serve any purpose. In any case, be among the survivors. And then maybe together we'll get a chance to see where all this goes. Makes sense, right? Again, just get out of the cities while you can, have a survival plan, have some supplies, be able to defend yourself and just ride out the first few months because that's all it's going to take. This thing will be over in a few months because it won't take long for the masses to not survive. They're just not prepared for anything. They're completely clueless. It's unreal. In any case, hey, read my website, survival.news. I've got a lot of good videos that are posting at counterthink.com. And of course, read my website, newstarget.com. That's one of many I publish. And just be prepared to survive. We can't save humanity anymore. Humanity's gone. The masses, I mean. But you can be part of the group of survivors, and I can too. I plan to be. And we can help rebuild the next society after the globalists finish their little annihilation exercise that they are determined to carry out. I don't think we can stop that because they've got all the bioweapons. Just be prepared to survive it. That's the best we can do at this point. Thanks for listening. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flower. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body, but it's made from plants. It's lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health and it's clean.